What is your management style? This interview question floors and confuses a lot of PhDs because most don't even know what management styles exist. So look, management experience is always desirable, no matter the industry job. That's because in most industry positions, you'll be managing projects, people, timelines, budgets, and so on. The problem is that many PhDs don't put management experience on their resume, or they don't mention it in interviews because they don't think they have any. But this isn't true. In academia, you likely managed multiple projects, mentored students, balanced research with classwork, and organized meetings. Despite not having a manager title, you were doing just that throughout your PhD and beyond. So during an interview, plan to give specifics about your experience, including your management experience and your management style. Overall, there are six different styles. The first is autocratic. Okay, this style of management entails a classic top-down approach. Communication is typically one way, from manager to employee or student and so on, and includes close monitoring of employees and their performance. While this type of micromanaging doesn't perform well in stable environments with experienced employees, it does have its time and place. And that place tends to be in large bureaucratic organizations or in times of change, where confidence and decisiveness are needed. Another management style is the transformational style. The focus of transformational management is helping employees, or again students, reach their full potential. The transformational manager encourages their employees or students and so forth to step out of their comfort zone, learn new skills, and obtain new experiences. This type of management is great for innovation and creates an open work environment where problems are solved quickly. However, left in the wrong hands, it can lead to employee burnout. The third type of manager is visionary. The visionary manager knows exactly where the company is going and what its goals are, and they encourage their employees to follow, right, these goals and to help the organization overall. With this style, teams are provided with full autonomy while management oversees the progress, so it helps the entire team. A visionary manager trusts its employees to complete their tasks, only jumping in when help is absolutely needed. This type of management style builds trust between employer, or again, students, and the employees or managers, advisors, and so on, while keeping a tight focus on the end goal for the entire team. Then there's the democratic management style. As you might imagine, the democratic manager believes that decisions should be made by everyone and everyone's viewpoint carries equal weight. This type of style is great for making employees, students, and so on feel heard, which in turn makes them more willing to work hard. This type of management style may not work in all environments, but in smaller, innovative environments, it can lead to better problem solving in some cases. Another management style is the mentorship style. A mentoring manager is focused on mentoring, motivating their team to achieve their goals. The priority is the employee, right? Not the to-do list. In the right environment, this type of relationship building improves employee or student productivity and provides employees, students, right? The subordinates that you'll be working with as a manager with room to grow. However, this style may not work in a result-driven environment where success is measured in productivity. Last but not least, we have the laissez-faire approach. This type of manager, maybe you know some advisors like this, right? Provide their team, their group, their lab, and so forth with complete autonomy, right? In hopes they can self-regulate. They rarely communicate with their team and assume they'll reach out if they need something. This type of management may work in experienced teams with highly motivated, right? Again, very experienced employees, students, and so forth, but can fail in other situations. Now that you know these six types of management styles, you can determine which one fits your style and personality, or which management style you want to be a part of. Who do you want to work for? Which style would they have? So keep this in mind, right? One style might work for some situations, some environments, but not another. If you like today's PhD Transition Report on Demand, you can get a free copy of my best-selling book, The Power of a PhD, and a two-week free trial of our new PhD Resume Builder. That's part of our Cheeky Scientist Career Vault Level 1 software package. Just help us pay for the shipping of the book, and you'll get this package absolutely free. Just go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts. That's cheekyscientist.com/gifts. And you'll also get free access, lifetime access, to our LinkedIn Mastery Ring program. That'll show you how to update your LinkedIn profile to get hired. Having all of this together is really important. It's going to help you get your resume through today's AI-driven ATS systems. And as soon as you upload your resume today, because of this AI, it's automatically going to your LinkedIn profile and looking for continuity between your resume and your LinkedIn profile. So get these free gifts now: the book, the Resume Builder software, and lifetime access to our LinkedIn Mastery Ring now. So just go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts now, and you can get those free gifts. They're for a limited time only, so go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts now. This takes to the end of this PhD Transition Report on Demand. As always, remember your value as a PhD and start thinking and acting like a successful industry professional.